across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Here we are again. It is Thursday, a little after 1, and you are listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station. Our show is also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. You can follow Aging Info Radio on Facebook. For weekly updates and information, just go to our Aging Info Radio page. You can also call us at 877-704-1530. If you have a request for a specific show, questions, feedback, concerns, just give us a call or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. My show today is called The Diabetic Dilemma. Yes, we have a dilemma in our country. June of 2010, the American Diabetic Association said that in the next 24 hours, 4,385 new cases of diabetes will be diagnosed. Keep in mind, that's more than 3 family members, friends, coworkers, or neighbors every minute of every day, and within this 24-hour period, diabetes will claim the lives of 200 people. The statistics are stifling. We have 23.6 million children and adults in the U.S. who have diabetes, and that's 7.8%. 17.9 million people are diagnosed, 5.7 million undiagnosed, and we also have 57 million people in the United States who have pre-diabetes. Research has shown that the long-term damage to the body, especially the heart and circulatory system, may already be occurring with prediabetes. My first expert guest is Dr. Ken Cordes. He has a Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy, PharmD, and he's a member of the American Diabetic Association on the CAMP Committee and the Diabetic Expo Committee with the association. And the Diabetic Expo is the large expo that's held at Navy Pier every year. And this year, I believe it's on April 16th, and I will confirm that with my guest. Ken started lecturing about diabetes in the late 70s, calling it the phantom disease with irreparable damage. He is a walking, talking expert on diabetes with many years of knowledge. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Ken.
Well, Sue, I'm very glad to be here this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your day. I know that you go in a lot of directions. And I'd like you to start out by telling our listeners about the association, the American Diabetic Association, and how it can help others.
You know, I'll do that in 1 minute, Sue, but those numbers that you had read off, we just received new data that was just released by the Center for Disease Control. And these are even more startling numbers.
Wow.
The 23.6 million, as of the end of last year, 2010, there are now 25.8 million people in the United States, 8.3% of the population with diabetes.
Well, that's grown quite a bit in 6 months.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's actually not 6 months. The original data was from a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
From the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. But that another startling fact is that 57 million people with prediabetes from a few years ago is now estimated to be 79 million American adults aged 20 years or older now have prediabetes.
Wow. Well, why don't we talk a little bit about the association, then we'll get into the health aspects and maybe proactive things that people can do.
Sure. I'd love to talk about that. The American Diabetes Association, and as Sue had mentioned, I am a volunteer member on, a number of the committees, the CAMP Committee, the ADA Expo Committee, and also the Community Leadership Board. But the mission of the American Diabetes Association is to prevent and cure diabetes and to improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes. And in order for the ADA to do this, the ADA is actually involved in a number of different things, too. One is it funds and advocates for scientific research to prevent, cure, and manage diabetes, and then publishes these findings. The Diabetes Association also fights for the rights of people with diabetes by advocating on behalf of individuals with diabetes throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide information and services to people with diabetes, their families, healthcare professionals, and the public by delivering information to consumers and healthcare professionals. And we really try to help educate the public about diabetes and its deadly consequences and complications, as you had mentioned a few.
And then when you talk about the education, there is a American Diabetes Association Alert Day in March.
Yes.
And is that a national day? I mean, is that what is when it's declared?
Yes, March. It's actually the fourth Tuesday in March is the American Diabetes Association Alert Day. We also have the American Diabetes Month, which takes place every November here in the United States.
I see. And what do they actually do for the, would that be March 22nd then?
I believe, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I believe that, yeah, it's, it should be the fourth Tuesday in March.
And what goes on for the alert day?
It's just making people aware of diabetes or pre-diabetes. And actually, anything and all information involved with diabetes. One of the things the ADA has done recently, and it was started last year, is something called the Stop Diabetes Campaign. And it actually is four nice little terms concerning share, act, learn, and give. What we do is try to have people share their personal story as a way to inspire others with diabetes. We have thousands of volunteer members on our various ADA committees. Everyone has an unbelievable passion for diabetes. You know, usually from either knowing someone from diabetes, a friend, a family member, something like that. We ask people to act by volunteering their time to help in the community, to learn more about diabetes, to talk about it, and if they can, give their time or any financial support and their hope for a cure.
Well, I would think that many people are involved with the 6 or 7 degrees of separation that somebody knows somebody that is definitely diabetic. Now, on your website, which is diabetes.org, it offers so much information. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on the website for our listeners?
Oh, sure. And I think, as you saw, Sue, when you went to that website, it is just a fantastic website. The amount of information on diabetes, pre-diabetes, you know, ways to help manage your diabetes. It's just astounding the amount of information that's there. One of the main items that I really like, and it's a little test you can take on pre-diabetes to see if you, by answering certain questions, to see if you're actually at risk for diabetes. And those questions are on the website. It's www.diabetes.org. But the information, it's anything for type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, exercise in general, nutrition information, just a lot of great information on diabetes for anyone, you know, who would like to learn a little bit more on diabetes.
Yes, there is. I was very impressed with it, and I actually took the pre-diabetic risk test, and it was really interesting just to see how, you know, what I learned just by doing the test yesterday, so it was great. Now, April 16th is the big Diabetic Expo at Navy Pier. Is that date correct?
Yes, it is. It's April 16th. It's our actually 8th annual Chicago Diabetes Expo, which we hold at Navy Pier every year. It's a great opportunity for anyone who has a family member or friend with diabetes, maybe with pre-diabetes, I call it knocking on the door for diabetes, or just wants to learn a little bit more about diabetes. It's for people of all ages, ethnicities, gender, living with diabetes, as well as those as high risk and maybe interested in preventing the disease. This is a free event that the ADA offers for the area, and it has a wide range of screenings, products, and educational activities for everyone.
And it goes on from what time on that? Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and it's free to the public. That's great. Now, how can others get involved in the American Diabetes Association?
actually in the Chicago area, our Chicago ADA office located downtown, the number to call if anyone is interested in volunteering, the individual's name is Megan Johnson, and her phone number is 312-346-1805, extension 6602. And Megan will be happy to talk to anyone who's interested in volunteering in any of our numerous programs that we have throughout the Chicago and Northern Illinois and Northwest Indiana area for diabetes.
Well, I do know that the expo on Navy Pier is large and the attendance is very high. So yes. I'm sure you could use some more volunteers there.
Oh, yes. In fact, last year we had over 12,000 people attend our expo.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, getting on to being diabetic, I believe that there are that there's not a lot of clarity on the different types and their distinctions. So I'd like you to clarify diabetes type 1, 2, and gestational for our listeners.
Sure. Just briefly, diabetes type 1 diabetes usually, but not all the time, but the majority of time occurs in childhood years, or early teenage years. And it's an autoimmune disease in which the body does not produce any insulin. People with type 1 diabetes must take insulin injections to live, to stay alive. And it's probably of the almost 26 million, it's probably about around 1.5 million of those individuals are type 1. So it's about, 5% or so. The majority of the people have type 2 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes is actually a metabolic disorder resulting from the body's inability to make enough or properly use insulin. So you may not produce enough insulin through your beta cells, which are cells in the pancreas that produce and secrete insulin, or it may be that the insulin's not working well enough in your body due to something we call insulin resistance. This form of diabetes is usually associated with older age, but not all the time. Obesity, and probably 80 to 90% of type 2 diabetes is due to obesity. Family history of diabetes is seen. Prior history of gestational diabetes is also a big risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes. And you also may have impaired glucose tolerance, physical inactivity, which we'll talk about a little bit later, and also race and ethnicity also different related to as different risk factors for type 2 diabetes. Now, for gestational diabetes, this is a condition in which women without previously diagnosed diabetes exhibit high blood glucose levels during their pregnancy. Women who had gestational diabetes have a 40 to 60% chance of developing diabetes in the next 5 to 10 years. So the recommendation that's always made, if someone does have gestational diabetes, please continue to see your doctor and have your blood sugars checked.
Well, I would like you to hold that thought. And when we get back from our break, I want to talk about who is at the greatest risk for type 2 diabetes. Once again, this is Aging Info Radio, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Wait a minute. You're 65? And you're 65, and you are too? You guys are the early boomers. And I heard the senior population is going to increase by 40% within the next 5 years. I believe we are on the forefront of a silver tsunami. Thursdays at 1 o'clock, join Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. Our guests will bring their expertise to topics of interest. If you would like to be an expert guest or sponsor Aging Info Radio, call us at 877-704-1530 or email info@aginginforadio.com. I am Sue Zawacki, your host on Aging Info Radio, WJJG, AM 1530.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid and attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consults is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk had they known about a unique strategy that WealthCare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in three ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now, 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisby, President of WealthCare Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings three ways.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And Mortgage Enterprise is located in Oak Brook, Illinois, and will assist you with a reverse mortgage. Today, more than ever in our economy, a reverse mortgage can provide monthly funds needed to supplement your current living expenses and retirement plans. If you have equity in your home or are on a fixed income and would like to find out more, call Mortgage Enterprises at 630-571-5600. Learn about the new low-cost reverse mortgage programs. You can also click on their ad at the AgingInfoRadio.com website. I am speaking to Dr. Ken Cordes about the diabetic dilemma. And before we went to commercial break, I asked Ken if we could talk a little bit about who is at the greatest risk for type 2 diabetes.
Yes, Sue. And there's a number of risk factors that individuals, you know, may have that puts them at greater risk for type 2 diabetes. One is if you have an impaired fasting glucose level. Now, normal glucose runs in the 70 to 90 range, fasting glucose in the morning, if you did a what we call a finger stick to test your blood sugar with a small drop of blood. Individuals who have a fasting blood sugar of greater than 100 but less than 126 have what we call impaired fasting glucose. If you have that, that does put you at risk for diabetes. That's one of the risk factors, you know, in the pre-diabetes range. People who are over age 45, you know, are at a greater risk for developing type 2 diabetes. People with a family history of diabetes. People who are overweight or obese. As I mentioned before, the large majority, 80 to 90% of people who develop type 2 diabetes have obesity. And it makes the, due to development of insulin resistance, it makes their insulin that they are secreting from their pancreas, you know, less effective. People who do not exercise regularly are at higher risk for diabetes. Now, does that lead into obesity? Probably so, the lack of exercise. People with a low, what we call HDL, high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, or high triglycerides, or high blood pressure, also are at greater risk for type 2 diabetes. And also, certain racial and ethnic groups, non-Hispanic blacks, Hispanic Latino Americans, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, as well as American Indians and Alaska Natives, all are at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And as we mentioned before, women who have had gestational diabetes are at a much greater risk for developing diabetes, or have had a child, a baby weighing more than 9 pounds or more at birth, puts you at risk for diabetes.
Now, can someone just purchase the diabetic testing to test if they're pre-diabetic as well? With those numbers that you gave?
It could be purchased at any drugstore. You know, they're relatively inexpensive now. When they first came out, they were quite expensive. I bought the first glucose monitor around 1980, 81. And if I remember correctly, back then it ran over $400, which was quite a bit of money back there. But nowadays you can get the meters at any drugstore for probably $10.
And how often do you recommend somebody checking it that thinks that they may be pre-diabetic?
Well, everything, first of all, everyone who thinks they may be pre-diabetic should always talk to their healthcare practitioner. You know, that should be number one on that. You know, if their physician then recommends that they get a testing kit to test it, you know, it's up to the physician at that point on that. But normally, if you're at risk factor with prediabetes, it's recommended, you know, once or twice a year, some recommendations to do a finger stick to check the blood sugar reading.
And I bet you can get that done at the Diabetic Expo at Navy Pier.
You can. We do a lot of screening. We have individuals with diabetes. We have a number of podiatrists there who do foot screenings for the individuals. We do blood pressure, lipids, a lot of screenings, and a lot of education, a lot of classes on these, you know, the various complications or problems with diabetes are discussed and talked about. And even we have some great cooking demonstrations and physical activity demonstrations at the expo.
Oh, interesting. Now, what can an older adult do to prevent heart disease, stroke, or other diabetic complications?
Well, one of the what we call the microvascular complications, this is the diabetic retinopathy leading to blindness, diabetic neuropathy leading to nerve damage and possibly amputations, and diabetic nephropathy leading to renal damage. We know that the blood sugar control will help prevent the risk of developing these microvascular complications with small blood vessels. The ADA recommends an A1C goal of around 7 to help prevent the risk of many of these microvascular complications. There's been many gold standard studies that have been published over the last 15 to 20 years now that do show that if you can control your blood sugar, there's a very good chance of lessening the risk of developing, you know, these microvascular complications. Now, the ADA goal of 7 is, you know, it should be discussed with your physician because it has to be individualized for everyone. Some people may not be able to tolerate an A1C goal of 7. Some physicians, endocrinologists, may go for a lower A1C goal of 6.5. For some elderly patients, the American Geriatric Association recommends a little bit higher A1C level. So it depends on the individual. But controlling blood sugar is one of the ways we've seen that'll help prevent the risk of these complications. In fact, one of the best ways of preventing or delaying pre-diabetes developing into type 2 diabetes was shown to us by a study called the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP. This was a large prevention study of people who are at high risk for diabetes, i.e. pre-diabetes, and it showed that lifestyle intervention, diet and exercise, to lose weight and increasing their physical activity actually reduced the development of type 2 diabetes by 58% during a 3-year period. In fact, this is amazing for our audience today. The reduction was even greater, 71%, among adults aged 60 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's amazing there. So interventions to either prevent or delay type 2 diabetes or individuals with prediabetes can be done, and they're cost-effective. Research, in fact, has shown that in this study, lifestyle interventions was more cost-effective than medications used to try to prevent prediabetes developing into diabetes.
Now, are most people who are diagnosed with type 2 almost always have prediabetes before?
Not everyone, but remember, prediabetes is one of the risk factors for developing diabetes, type 2 diabetes. So there's a good chance, especially if they are also obese, which is, of course, one of the other risk factors, there's probably a good chance, you know, that is occurring like that. But not everyone. You know, approximately 10 to 20% of all the people who develop type 2 are not obese. So there is some genetic factors that may also be involved with type 2 diabetes.
I see. Now, is prediabetes the same as impaired glucose tolerance, or what they call impaired fasting glucose, or
yeah,
these new names?
Yeah, they're very similar. The impaired glucose tolerance or the impaired fasting glucose. Those are two different tests that are utilized to see if someone is in the prediabetes area.
Now, which test? I mean, when you go to have your senior citizen goes in for their annual exam, what do you recommend? What is the best test to say to your physician, I want to have this test done? I mean, are there a number of them, or just say, I would like to be tested to make sure I'm not pre-diabetic or diabetic? What do you recommend?
Well, the simple fasting blood sugar, for impaired fasting glucose test, is the easiest done with a finger stick. The difficulty with that is showing up at your doctor's office first thing in the morning. So that's the easiest way, but timing-wise may be difficult in offices. There's another test that we use, in some offices called the oral glucose tolerance test, which is OGTT, is the term for it. And here, a person's blood sugar is measured after a fast and 2 hours after drinking a glucose-rich beverage with 75 grams of carbohydrates in it. With this test now, the OGTT, normal blood glucose below 140 2 hours after the drink is a normal blood sugar. In prediabetes, if the two-hour blood glucose is somewhere between the 140 to 199 range, that's diagnosed as prediabetes. And in fact, if this two-hour blood glucose test is over 200, the person can be diagnosed with diabetes. And many times they do repeat this test again to diagnose that.
I see. Well, we are getting a little short on time today, and I'd like you to very quickly give me what you would be as far as a tip being the most proactive if you are pre-diabetic, whether that means, what would you suggest to somebody?
Well, the take-home tip today is the benefit of exercise. A little bit can go a long way. It'll help controlling our weight. It may help. We also have to control our blood pressure and lipids. You know, if you're either pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic or anyone. There was a publication a few years ago called the Diet Detectives Countdown. And what they did with this little book that was published is they actually looked at if you eat certain types of food, how many calories you'd have to, or what type of exercise you'd have to do to burn off some of the calories. And it's quite amazing. Just for a simple instance here, if you ate 2 Christmas cookies, 120 calories, you'd have to walk 31 minutes, bike 17 minutes, or run 13 minutes to burn off those 2 cookies, you know, instead of having them developing into fat storage in your body. It's amazing, you know, if we look at it like that. A regular 12-ounce beer, 153 calories, to burn that off, you'd have to walk 39 minutes, you'd have to bike 22 minutes, and you have to run 16 minutes. And I think if we had this information, and this is what the author recommended, if we had that information instead of the grams of carbohydrates and fats and calories on the different food items, it'd be interesting to see if people would think twice, you know, as far as grabbing a couple of cookies on that. But what if we do start exercising, and that's the take-home point, please talk to your physician first, your healthcare practitioner, to try to set up some exercise routine. Exercise does not necessarily mean running a marathon or bench pressing 300 pounds. You know, for those with type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, it can be as simple as a brisk neighborhood walk, you know. We have to start now with exercise, start slowly and work our way up, walking the dog, raking the leaves in the fall, taking the stairs instead of an elevator, maybe parking in the back of the parking lot when we go shopping to the store rather than driving around twice looking for the closest spot.
And make sure you don't have 4 cookies instead of 2, right?
Exactly. Moderation. But I think your next guest coming up will go into that. But the goal with exercise is to get active and stay active by doing things you enjoy.
There you go. Well, Ken, thank you so much for being on Aging Info Radio today, and I hope you continue listening. You can do that by the web for the second half of my show. And once again, I'm talking to Dr. Ken Cordes, and you can contact the American Diabetic Association at www.diabetes.org. Or their phone number is also, let's see, I've got it here somewhere, 800-342-2383. And once again, I've just spoken with Dr. Ken Cordes. This is Aging Info Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't go away. I have another great expert guest on today, and we'll be right back.
Built on a foundation of customer service, Total Parking Solutions, local company with over 35 years industry experience, highly trained and certified service staff. Total Parking Solutions, a proud provider of Calais multi-space parking technology to over 50 communities, transit authorities, and public institutions in the Chicagoland area. Visit us at www.totalparking.net. Proven parking technology to drive you into the future.
After my dad passed away, Mom's health started to quickly decline, and being left alone was too risky for her. Was she eating right, taking her medicine? What if she fell?
We thought about moving her into our spare bedroom to avoid a nursing home.
Mom wouldn't have it. She said she felt like a burden. But most of all, she didn't want to leave the home she and Dad had built together.
Our neighbor Judy had gone through something similar with her parents just a few months ago. And she told me about Suburban Home Care. A licensed certified caregiver helped her mother prepare meals, bathe and dress, but most importantly, kept her company.
I called Suburban Home Care that afternoon. They came into my mother's home for a free, no-obligation consultation. She was relieved to be able to stay at home, and I was relieved that we were able to provide the professional care she needed, thanks to Suburban Home Care.
Because you care, choose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Hi. I'm Brett Michaels for the American Diabetes Association. Diabetes is a constant battle. Testing, treating, fighting to live a normal life. I know. I've had diabetes since I was 6 years old. A lot of people don't think it's deadly, but diabetes kills more Americans each year than breast cancer and AIDS combined. It's been called a silent epidemic, and without your help, it will keep getting worse. Please join me in the movement to stop diabetes. Share your passion and your story. Get involved in local events like the Tour de Cure or the Step Out Walk. Learn how you can better manage this disease or reduce your odds of developing it. And give what you can to help us spread the word and fund programs like the Diabetes Camps for Kids and research to find a cure. Join the movement at StopDiabetes.com. Help us fight a deadly disease that shortens and burdens the lives of millions of Americans. Together, we can stop diabetes.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. And are you concerned about your aging loved one eating healthy and getting the nutrition they need? Or are you at work and know you must go shopping after work and then cook for your aging loved one? Eliminate stress in your life and order a week's supply of Seattle Sutton's healthy eating meals for them. Yes, that is 21 fresh, delivered, never frozen meals with many medical benefits. You can visit SeattleSutton.com or call 800-442-3438 where you get a live consultant to assist you with all your questions. Once again, that number is 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438. That's right. Think healthy, think smart, think Seattle Sutton. My second expert guest today is Paula Heaton, who is a registered nurse, the director of National Home Delivery for Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating, and Seattle Sutton's daughter. She is one of the three daughters, and Seattle, of course, most of my listeners already know because in the Chicagoland area, she's very well known. She is the president and founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Paula, like I said, is one of three daughters, all of them being RNs and alumni of Elmhurst College. They're all RNs, just like Seattle herself. Paula worked in Texas hospitals from 1979 through 2005 in many different areas, such as medical surgery, internal medicine, and more. She cared for many diabetic patients during her nursing years and realized this was a growing concern for many. Even though she loved the fast pace of nursing 6 years ago, she decided to leave her medical profession. Paula and her sister-in-law, Terry, took on the task of developing the Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating National Home Delivery Program, which she is the director of. With Paula's experience in hospitals and her background in nursing, she is also available to be contacted directly and assist Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating customers with their diabetic questions and other medical-related support for their customers and potential customers and healthcare professionals. Paula is a world of knowledge when it comes to diabetes and healthy eating, and I knew that in our first few communications. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Paula.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's a little warmer. Paula's calling from Texas, and I'm sure it's a little warmer in Texas than where we're located here in Chicago.
It is a beautiful day. It's hard to imagine it's winter because I did grow up in Illinois. It's probably 60 and it is sunny. There's not a cloud in the blue sky, and I'm sitting on my patio.
Well, it's beautiful here, but it's a different kind of beautiful, and we won't really elaborate much on that. But I'd like you to let our listeners know and talk a little bit about how Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating actually works.
Well, our customers receive meals twice a week because they are fresh. If they order the full week, they always get two deliveries, 9 meals early in the week, and 12 meals later in the week. They always receive breakfast, lunches, and dinners, and even salads and fresh fruit. Even their salad dressings are included. So obviously there's no planning, no shopping, no cooking, and minimal cleanup. There's many breakfasts that I've eaten right out of the little container right at my desk because I work out of home. So there's also 105 different meals, so the variety is tremendous. None of us would, on our own, probably plan 105 different meals.
Well,
that's a 5-week rotation. It's a 5 different weeks with completely different meals every day, and it just rotates. So whatever week I'm on, the rest of the nation is receiving the same groups of meals.
I see. I remember when Seattle was on, she said that your meals only repeated 10 times
in a year.
Yeah, that's really great.
So people are on sometimes for years at a time. Sometimes people are on just for a few weeks. Say they break their arm and they can't, shop and cook easily, and they just need a little assistance for a while. Sometimes people come out of the hospital and they just need a little, assistance. Then we are available for short term or long term because there are no contracts at all,
which is really great because it gives people a lot of choice there.
It is nice, and I think people love knowing that there are no traps. So many programs out there, not just food, meal replacement programs, but just so many are gimmicky and there are catches to things, and we're just not that's just not what we're about at all. It's up to the customer, and we know they'll probably want to come back. So we just have never had contracts or gimmicks. You can order a week. You can even order a half week.
I see.
You can order recurring. You can we set it up however it's best for our customer.
Now, how do you think that Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating Meals help a diabetic?
Well, as most people probably gathered from the previous speaker from the American Diabetes Association, being overweight or obese is a leading risk factor to type 2 diabetes. There are many benefits to losing weight besides lowering your blood sugar. You also, if you are overweight, you also can deal with issues with your high blood pressure, you need to improve body fats when you lose weight. You do that all has an impact. Most diabetics are type 2. Most type 2 diabetics need weight loss, especially around their belly. And so with some weight loss, our goal always for our patients, customers who call us, is not just to see better blood sugar numbers while on all their medication, it's to help them get the underlying problem resolved, help them realize how they arrived at type 2 diabetes, get the weight off. If they can achieve a healthier weight and learn to maintain a healthier weight, they can oftentimes reduce their medication to control blood sugars, and many, literally hundreds of our customers have come off oral medication for their type 2 diabetes and even insulin.
Which is really great. Now,
yeah.
Do you believe that a diabetic can eat sugar, pasta, and white potatoes?
Absolutely. We have so many people who come out of the office and they're overwhelmed. They just were told they're a diabetic or borderline and they've got to eat like this and don't eat like this and you can't have this. And, you know, we know from our program and all the success stories, there is really nothing completely off limits within reason. There is good nutrition in a white potato. They can have pasta in limited amounts. Portion control is really important. And I think to an extent, restaurants have caused such a portion distortion in so many people's minds. And I'm one of those people who had to learn smaller portions. They started shipping to Texas 5 years ago when I got involved with the company, and I wanted to see, I was on the receiving end of the meals, and I lost weight because I was a healthy eater, but I just ate too much. And I think that's what a lot of people learn from our program, is they can have those things in the right portions. We never use artificial sweeteners. Diabetics can have a little sugar. We know that. There is a label on every one of our meals. So if there's a meal that for, say, one of our sedentary seniors who's trying to lose weight and get blood sugars under control, if that senior feels like, well, I'm not going to be very active today, this meal might be a little carby today for me. Everything we send is healthy. Everything is fine in that meal. But they can certainly move their part of their pasta for an afternoon snack, or save an apple. This is what I recommend most of our diabetics do. Save a piece of fruit from breakfast or lunch every day. There's a lot of fresh fruit on the program, but it's small, just perfect for our diabetics. Most of our fruit can sit right in the palm of your hand. So our diabetics, if they want to add in 2 extra dairy a day, that's fine. Most of our information on our website and printed materials and our nutritionals are based on this, that it's recommended that they can have 2 extra lean sources of dairy a day. Most people add in 2 glasses of skim milk. Some people prefer soy milk. That's a source of protein they can have. I prefer to add in yogurt, and I'm finding a lot of people like that. It's easy to have on hand. It keeps a long time. So, you know, you could find 100-calorie yogurt easily in the grocery store, have those on hand, and you can save a piece of fruit from breakfast or lunch, chop it up, mix it into your afternoon yogurt or your bedtime. That's a good carbohydrate protein combination snack. And then our diabetics, on only 1,200 calories, are eating 5 times a day. They should also, this is very important, watch those blood sugars. Never take insulin without knowing what your blood sugar is, and keep an accurate log checking blood sugars before meals and at bedtime for your physician or your CDE, your nurse who helps manage your blood sugars and all, because you want to be aware when those blood sugars start coming down, because they will on our program. And I recommend almost always the 1,200-calorie plan. If people need more calories, they can add in a little more. Our 2,000-calorie plan is for an active, working, young man on his feet all day wanting to lose weight.
Oh, it's there's a big difference between the, or not a big difference. Well, there is actually a very big difference between the 1,200 and the 2,000, because I cannot, the 2,000-calorie meal that Seattle Sutton offers, the program offers, is much too much for me.
It is larger portions. The entrees are probably pretty much double. We share now a 2,000-calorie plan here at our house, and lots of couples love to share, especially our senior couples. They share the 2,000-calorie plan. If they need a little more calories, a little more supplemental calories, they can do that carefully with their registered dietitian's guidance. I would be glad to give them some ideas on what has worked for our patients to add in if they're diabetic. It's very easy to do. If you have a bag of salad, you can add in to some meals that don't already have a salad. Steamed, fresh, or frozen vegetables are a good choice.
Well, I would like you to continue this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I am speaking with Paula Heaton, the Director of National Home Delivery for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating and also an RN and diabetic expert. And this is Aging Info Radio. When we get back, I want to find out, too, from Paula, what is A1C? It's a terminology I've heard around people that who are diabetic, and I'd like to know more. We'll be right back.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200-calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma, not wearing off calories, or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the Internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Are you facing nursing home costs that Medicare no longer covers? Are you worried you cannot continue to pay $5,000 to $8,000 a month? Our free 21-page report, Medicaid Secrets Revealed, exposes the truth about qualifying for nursing home benefits without spending down your life savings. Call 800-213-8469 for your free report. That's 800-213-8469. Or visit MedicaidStrategy.com. That's MedicaidStrategy.com.
Have you lost money in the stock market? You didn't have to lose a dime if you knew what Tim Frisbee of Wealthcare Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet Strategy. With the Silver Bullet Strategy, you could have doubled your money these past 10 years without risk and never pay taxes on your profits. To learn more, call today 800-213-8469. That number again, 800-213-8469. You and your money will be glad you did.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I would like to say, what do real customers say about Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating? Here is a testimonial. I am 75 years old and have struggled with my weight all my life. But in 18 months on Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating, I have been able to lose 105 pounds. I feel much better and have also been able to discontinue the diabetic medication I have been on for over 40 years. These are extraordinary results, and you can once again call 800-442-DIET or go to the aginginforadio.com website, click on their ad at the top left-hand corner, or go to seattlesutton.com. But imagine somebody being on a diabetic medication for over 40 years and in 18 months losing 105 pounds and no longer using that medication. This is extraordinary. Well, I'm speaking with Paula Heaton, who is a registered nurse, diabetic expert, and the director of the National Home Delivery with Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking a little bit about diet, but I had asked her about a terminology called A1C. What is that, Paula?
Well, this is also referred to sometimes as the hemoglobin A1C, and it is a test, a blood test, that shows a person's estimated blood glucose level over the past 2 to 3 months. It's usually shown as a percentage, the normal being for a person without diabetes, 4 to 6%. Some people who call me who have diabetes out of control say that theirs is around 9%. That's bad. And that needs to, they've got to try to improve that. You want to be as close to the norm as possible. Your goal should always be to get there with weight loss and watching you know, eating healthy. And yes, exercise can help blood sugars and that A1C. We do know we have people on the program who have done very well who really can't exercise. Their knees are ruined from being overweight, or we have people on the program with multiple sclerosis. They're wheelchair-bound, but on the 1,200-calorie plan, they do fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Now, some diabetics develop kidney disease. Can you share how your meals may be helpful for kidney patients? And I also invite you to share your personal story if you're up to it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, absolutely. Kidney disease is something we're just hearing more and more about at Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, because so many people are overweight across America, and oftentimes those people have had high blood pressure for many years or diabetes, which both put you at higher risk for kidney disease. Our program has been fantastic for all these people who have tried our program and need to watch. It's always very important for someone with kidney disease to watch phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. And that can be difficult because sodium, as we all know, it just seems to be in everything. The food industry adds phosphate additives to foods that typically are considered low-phosphorus foods. That makes it really difficult for dietitians to guide their renal failure patients, and also it makes it difficult for people with kidney disease to know what's safe and what should be limited. Phosphorus is naturally occurring in many foods, and we have a lot of those foods on our program. However, my own father-in-law has just been a shining star on our program and made us really realize that our program could be wonderful for patients with renal disease. They have to really watch those numbers for the phosphorus and the potassium and the sodium. If they take in too much salt, it's hard to get to what we call the dry weight with dialysis. My father-in-law went into kidney failure 2 years ago and really didn't want to go through the whole ordeal. He was ready to throw in the towel. And I found out through a little research that we have a DaVita clinic. It's a dialysis chain across America, and the dedicated staff there taught me how to do home hemodialysis, which is rather unusual to do hemodialysis at home. A lot of people do peritoneal dialysis. But I learned, and it was to his benefit, certainly, and working from home, it was very doable for me, because even while he's on the machine almost every day, I can run back and forth even while talking to customers, and it just, through his lab work, because we draw his blood twice a month, send it off right from the front door with FedEx on ice, we get the results back and sit down with our DaVita team twice a month. And they were amazed, because so many things on our program were on the big no-no list. And he eats everything on our program. I do supplement in eggs here and there, because it's hard to keep the protein up, and we're not a high-protein diet, because that's not healthy for most people. But dialysis patients do need a little more protein. So that's easy to do. His cholesterol is excellent, because our program is so heart healthy. So really, he pretty much eats exclusively Seattle Sutton's, and a little supplementing with eggs, and here and there I let him have what he wants.
Wow.
So yeah, it really opened our eyes. So I guess there's a silver lining to everything. It's not great that Dale had to go through. He's 87 too, by the way, and he has just incredible lab work. I have actually faxed his lab work, because he's so proud of it. He's okay with me doing that. I've offered to fax that when renal registered dietitians call to ask about our program and if they could safely recommend it. And then we have them look at our website information, and it's all there, all the numbers, and they are low enough and perfectly safe for someone on dialysis.
Wow, that's definitely impactful. Now, what are some other reasons for ordering your meals other than weight loss, diabetes, kidney disease? What do you see in doing what you do?
Well, certainly the convenience is wonderful for everyone, you know, without having to shop, cook, plan meals, count calories, carbs. It's just on the table so fast, from your refrigerator to the microwave or a toaster oven, whatever you prefer to heat things up. Many seniors share our 2000, like I was saying, and supplement a little bit. It makes a great gift for new moms who need to eat healthy. I recommend the 2000 calorie for them, you know, because they do need more calories. Blind customers are on our program, 100% blind since birth. They need our Braille menus, and we do have those for them. We also have large print menus upon request for our seniors who are visually impaired.
And are gift certificates available?
Yes, we actually have gift certificates, and you can call us at the 800 number, 800-442-3438, or you can go right to our website and order gift certificates. You can also ask, in the Chicagoland area, there are a lot of local distributors, and so if someone doesn't, you know, use the internet, they can talk to their distributor about our gift certificate. Makes a great, thoughtful gift, and honestly, a much more practical gift. How many people need another knickknack on their shelf to dust? You know, a week of meals or a half a week of meals is, everyone has to eat, you know, every week. So,
now, how can a program like this work for a business traveler?
Well, we deliver, we have people, for instance, in California who order our program, and they'll call me and say, Paula, I need my Tuesday delivery to my home in California. Then I want my Friday delivery to a hotel desk in New York. Then I need my next Tuesday right back home again. We have some business travelers who are gone the first part of the week every week, and they just call us week to week, and they let us know where we're going to be. We like, in that case, we like the hotel front desk to have a heads up by the customer, but we have delivered all over. If there's an address, we can get it there. We deliver with UPS, and they're very reliable. We track every delivery to every customer's door. In the Midwest, where you don't need shipping right to your door, the local distributors will bring it right to you, and they can deliver to home or office.
Now, I know your meals are served fresh. Can they be frozen if someone needs to freeze them?
Yes. I have froze many of our meals. Say we're going out of town and I realize we just got a delivery. You can't freeze salad and fresh fruit, of course, but the fruit would stay if you're gone, you know, a week or so. The rest of the meal could be easily frozen. I recommend just taking a Marks-A-Lot and writing the date on the label, sticking it in the freezer, just so you know to rotate the meals if you have several in the freezer. But many of our meals freeze beautifully.
Well, I do want to say for all my listeners out there, I had the opportunity of touring your corporate headquarters in Ottawa, Illinois, and I was absolutely so impressed by the whole system, the detail that goes into you know, putting the meals together. And if you think about anybody that cooks, I mean, only producing those meals or duplicating those meals 10 times during a year, there's
yeah,
a lot that has gone into this program, and the meals are great. So
they are good. I love them too. I honestly can say our family, we're the biggest critics. That if there's something that's just, we love feedback too. We're going to send you, provide for our customers what they should eat the rest of their life. This is not a gimmicky program, no fad about this. We're going to provide them what they should eat. But we love feedback, too. And if there's something that's just not popular, we had Polish pierogies. I loved those myself. But for some reason, they just weren't popular. Well, they had to make what we call the hit list, and they're gone. And now something is in its place, and we love to make changes and try new things, and our customers who've been on for many years love it too. We have a flatbread pizza that's just, it got rave reviews, so it's going to stay.
Well, there's many, many items in the the meals are really, really great. And what would you give as your tip of the day as we are running out of time, Paula?
Well, everyone needs to eat healthy. No one is exempt from the need to eat healthy. Good health is your very best asset. And you have to start somewhere. So start today. And if you need help, we're here. And you can call us at 800-442-3438. You can call me personally, or your CDE, your registered dietitian is always welcome to call me anytime. My personal cell number is 817-689-0265. And our website is seattlesutton.com.
Well, thank you so much, Paula. And
you're
I
welcome.
Am a big advocate of Seattle Sutton.
Oh, thank you. I know we really appreciate it. And have a healthy day.
You have a healthy day, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'd like to thank our guest today, Dr. Ken Cordes with the American Diabetic Association. And their website is www.diabetes.org. Or you can go to stopdiabetes.com, which is another website. Their phone number is 800-342-2383. And Paula Heaton, the Director of National Home Delivery with Seattle Sutton Healthy Eating. Their website is seattlesutton.com, and their number is 800-442-DIET or 800-442-3438. Once again, Paula's direct number that she so graciously gave out for any questions that you may have is once again 817-689-0265. She welcomes your calls and your questions. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, Jim, my most awesome programmer. And you can visit our website at aginginforadio.com, where we archive our shows, list future guests, have a guest directory, and more. And Aging Info Radio will be back next Thursday, and you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the moon roll across the stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now.